कपिलास तत्व संख्याता भगवान आत्माया जात स्वयं अज साक्षात आत्म प्रगत नीला सो वी आर रिसाइटिंग फ्रॉम आवर लेटेस्ट एडिशन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम दिस इज थर्ड कैंटो पार्ट फोर फिनिश थर्ड कैंटो पब्लिशिंग दिस इज वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट सब्जेक्ट मैटर द कपिल देव द एक्सपाउंडर ऑफ Sankhya philosophy, he instructed to his mother, Devahuti, there are two Kapilas. Real Kapil Dev is Kapila. He expounded Sankhya philosophy to instruct his mother, but later on, some imitation Kapil Dev also appeared. Atheistic Sankhya philosophy. He has simply dealt with the 24 different elements without information of God. Therefore, there are two Kapilas. One Kapila is called the Devahiti Putra Kapila, another is Atheist Kapila. So, about Kapil Dev, it is said, Saunakadis, that Kapilas Tattva Sankhyata, Kapila, the Supreme Person, Tattva Sankhyata, he can explain what is absolute truth. Kapilas Tattva Sankhyata, Bhagavan. Without Bhagavan, nobody knows what is the actual position of the ultimate truth. Nobody can know it. Therefore, Bhagavan, Krishna, all his incarnations occasionally visit to give you information about what is the aim of life. Tattva Sankhyata. Sankhyata means expounder. And Tattva means the absolute truth. So absolute truth is Bhagavan himself, Krishna himself. So we cannot understand the absolute truth of the Supreme Person by mental speculation. That is not possible. Especially when we are under the influence of the three modes of material nature, because material nature is divided into three status, satogon, rajogon, and tamogun. Those who are in the satogun, they are fit for understanding the absolute truth. Satogun means the brahminical qualification. Satta, sama, dama, tititha, ajava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma, karma, sabhava. They can understand. Therefore, in our Vedic conception of human society, there must be a class of men actually drowning. Then they will be able to expound the real truth of life. If everyone becomes Shudra, then the absolute truth cannot be understood. just like at the present moment, Kalo Sudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga, everyone is Sudra. It is hardly to be found a qualified Brahmana. Of course there are, but very rare. Practically, Brahmana is not a single there, especially in this age. Prayan alpa ayusa, kalau asmin jukijana, manda asmanda matayu, mando bhagya jukadjuta. The people of this age, they are short-living and manda, very slow in everything, not interested. Actually, human life is meant for understanding the spiritual value of life. But on account of the people being Shudras, they are not interested. They are forgetting the real purpose of life. Manda. Manda means slow and bad. Everyone is bad or slow. Manda samanda mato, and they have got, everyone has got a particular type of understanding. Samanda mato. That is not mahabhaya. Samanda mato, manda bhagya, and everyone is misfortunate, unfortunate. Upadhita, and they are disturbed by so many causes. And then gradually the situation will be like this. It is already manifest. Anavrishta dudbikha karopirita. There will be no rain in the sky, and there will be scarcity of foodstuff and karopirita, and government will levy tax very heavily. These are already predicted, and we are experiencing. So this age is very miserable. Kali Yuga is very miserable. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself. He came. He advised all people of the world that you simply chant Hare. Very simple thing. Hare Nama, it is not his invention, but it is in the Shastras, Puranas, this advice is there. Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatirandata. In this age, people being all Shudras, less intelligent, unfortunate, disturbed, how they will be able to understand the absolute truth or the aim of life. So anyway, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that jada jadahi dharmasya jnani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijamaham. So similarly, sometimes before, hundreds and thousands of years ago, Kapildev appeared. Devahuti Putra Kapildev. His father's name is Kaudam Muni. So, after Kapildev's birth, when he was grown up, there is the system of Vedic civilization. When children are grown up, the father returns. He takes a nap, or goes out of home simply for cultivating spiritual life. Not that throughout the whole life rot in this material world. No. Panchasadhang banang braje, that is the injunction of the Shastra. We have got eight kinds of ashrama, and four kinds of ashrama, and four kinds of varnas. So they formally, they used to follow very strictly. So Kapildev's father, Kaudam Muni, after the son was grown up, he left his home, giving in charge of his wife. The wife was given in charge of the grown-up boy. Not that the boy was in charge of this. So, that incident, that narration is stated in this part. So, Kapila Satasankhata Bhagavan. Kapila is Bhagavan. Nowadays, Bhagavan is so cheap. The misuse of the word. But here you will find the Bhagavan is not an ordinary man. Abhijananti Mangmula. Because Bhagavan Krishna appeared as human being, so the Mulas, rascals and fools, they think of Krishna as ordinary human being. Mulha. Mulha bhi nabhi janati. Mameva paramampayam. Tibhi gunamayi bhavi. Mohika. So, still, there are devotees who can understand, just like Arjuna understood, that Krishna, although he is my friend, playing the part of my friend, but he is Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, when Krishna instructed Arjuna for our benefit, Arjuna is in perfect knowledge, but aiming at Arjuna, Krishna is giving instruction to all human society, and he admitted after knowing Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna said, Parabrahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhava. My dear Krishna, you are the Parabrahma. Parabrahma. Every one of us, Brahma. Brahma means spirit soul. We are not this body. Aham Brahma. This is realization, self-realization. There is Vedic culture. One must understand what he is. We should not keep ourselves in ignorance like cats and dogs, thinking that I am this body. I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Kshatri, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, or so many designations. That is body we live. So when one comes to the spiritual understanding, that is called Brahma realization. Aham Brahmasmi. So, we are all Brahma. Simply, we have to understand. It is not that we are of Brahma. By some practice, we become Brahma. No. They say gold is gold. But if it is covered with some dark, the dark can be removed. And the gold is gold. Similarly, we are Brahma, a spirit soul. Somehow or other, we have come in contact with these material elements, moving upon our body. And we have got this body covered, and I am thinking I am this body. This is ignorance. This is ignorance. So unless one is enlightened by the spiritual knowledge, he remains only just like cats and dogs. And to understand spiritual identification, that is called dharma. Dharma means that. And the ultimate goal of dharma is spoken by Krishna, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. We have created so many dharmas. Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma. These are manifested. Of course, there is indication how to execute dharma. But real dharma, when you come to the conclusion, Vasudeva Sarvam Iti Swamahatma. බහුනාම් ජන්මනාමන්ති ඥානවා මාන ප්‍රබද්ධතේ වාසදීව සනුමිති සා මහත්මා සුදුල්ල. So this is Krishna consciousness of man is for this purpose that we are not preaching any particular sectarian religious system. No. We are preaching the real what is meant by religion. Religion means dharmantu sāksād bhagavatthanetam. Nobody knows what is dharma. This is the position. Because dharma means the order of the supreme being. That is all. That's why law means the order of the government. Similarly, dharma means the order of the supreme being. That is all. This is the simple definition of dharma. So, God is one. His order is one. How there can be different dharmas? It is not one. That is ignorance. When we create different dharma, that is due to ignorance. Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, or this dharma, that dharma. No. Gold is gold. Does it mean that if a Christian possesses some gold, it becomes Christian gold? Or Hindu possesses some gold, it becomes Hindu gold? No, gold is gold. Either it is in possession of Hindu or Muslim or Christian, it doesn't matter. Gold is gold. So you are preaching that. That here is dharma. To surrender unto the supreme being. That is dharma. Sarva dharma anparitajya. This is Bhagavad dharma. Everyone should be taught how to surrender to God. So God is one. God cannot be two. When there is competition of God, they are not God. Just like it has become nowadays. In every state there is a God. That is why Krishna is not that kind of God. He is the supreme God. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, matta parakaram nanya kinchi jakti bhamya. Nobody is superior than me. So that is, we are preaching, we are teaching people. These Americans and the Europeans, they are taking it serious because they are fortunate. They have no information of this hodgepodge God. That is their opportunity. I have told them, given the information, that Krishna through Bhagavan Sam. I have not given any wrong information. Right information. Bhagavan means Krishna. God means Krishna. So I have given them this information as a pure that here is God. And they have taken it seriously. Therefore they are advanced. See practically. Why they are advanced? Because they are not misled. They have been given the right information. And they have taken it seriously and they are trying their best to render service. That is the reason. People are surprised how these Americans and Europeans have become such great devotees and dancing in ecstasy. They are surprised. Yes, it is surprised. Even in their country, the priests are surprised. But what is the reason? They are advanced. Because they have taken the right thing. Krishna to Bhagavan. That they have taken. Either you say blindly or knowingly. If you touch fire, it will act. Fire is fire. It is not that because a child takes fire, it will not burn. It will burn. So, why these Western young men they are taking this movement seriously. Because it is acting as fire. It is acting as fire. They have taken fire and it is acting as fire. So, There is information in the Shastra, accepted by the Acharyas. Just like Christmas to Bhagavan Sam. That is accepted by the Acharyas. Acharya Upasana. Shankaracharya, all the healing personality, he has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what to speak of others, Ramanuja Charya, Madhya Charya, and Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, and latest Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, all accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality, following the same principle. As Arjuna says, Krishna, you are Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramdhama. So this is simple thing. There is no need of speculation. What is God? Where is God? Here is God, sir. Here is God, you see, Krishna. Why you are foolish, you are searching? Here is God. He is not, although Krishna has come in a form which he can see. Krishna has appeared before you just like stone statue. But he is not stone statue. Of course, stone is also God. Because stone is another energy of God. Just like fire is also heat and light. And the heat is also fire and light is also fire. Without fire there cannot be light. Without fire there cannot be heat. So, this material world is just like the heat and light of the Supreme Life, of the Supreme Fire. Parasva Brahmana Sakti. Sarvedam Makhilam Jala. Ekusthane Sthita Sharni Jyoshna Viktarina Jatha. Tatha Sarvedam Makhilam Jala. Just like fire is in one place, just like sun. Practical example. The sun is in one place, we have seen. Light and heat. So, expanding the light and heat throughout the whole universe. And as soon as you perceive light and heat, you can understand there is sun. So light and heat can be perceived by anyone. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhasmi Svasishurjaya, I am the light and heat of the sun. Of course, moon there is no heat. There is cooling effect. Two things are there. So all these are energies of Krishna. Prabhasmi Svasishurjaya. So why people say, can you show me God? You are seeing daily, every moment. But because you are full, you have no sense of understanding. As soon as there is some heat, any man can understand there is fire. As soon as there is smoke, anyone can understand there is fire. Similarly, if you can feel the energy of the Lord, then you can feel the presence of the Lord immediately. Now here, these boys, these girls, they are worshipping Krishna and they are becoming devotee. What is the sign of devotee? The sign of devotee is that the devotees are no more interested in material enjoyment. That is devotee. Bhakti Parishana Bhava Virakti Annakrishna. So these young boys and girls, they do not go to cinema. They do not smoke. They do not go any restaurant or club. Why? Virakti. Don't want this. What to speak of here? Poor country. as in the European American country, everything is available, very cheap. But they are not interested. They are interested to sit down on the floor without any chair and follow me. Whatever I say. They have no sufficient eating in me. I cannot give them to their standard. Still, why? Because they don't want this material. That is the test. That is the test. Bhakti parasana bhava virakti annatrasya. When one will become detached to material enjoyment, he will know. Or he will know. Personally, one can understand how much is advanced in spiritual life. And spiritual life does not mean that a sannyasi is smoking and drinking tea, one gallon of tea. That is not spiritual life. He must be detestful. So this dharma or spiritual life means to have no more interest in material activities, but only in the understanding of God, the Supreme, and His service. That is spiritual life. So actually the human life is meant for that purpose. Because sense gratification, material happiness, the hogs also, they are enjoying. The hog is also whole day and night searching after food. And after eating stool, when they get some stress, then sex without any discrimination of mother or sister or any. Hog's life. Therefore, Shastra says, don't lead a hog's life. Nayana deho deho bhajana niloke, tastana kaman arhati bir bhujanaji. Bir bhujan means stool eater. They are also working so hard, day and night, simply for eating stool, and as soon as there is some strength, hypophosphate, because stool contains all good chemicals. Hypophosphate, they say, they have tested, of course, I do not know. They say that it is full of hypophosphate, and if you take hypophosphate, sometimes doctor prescribes syrup hypophosphate for the weak people. So, actually, the hogs are very fatty. Therefore, those who are meat eaters, they like hogs flesh very nicely. Anyway, this human life is not meant for imitating the hogs' life. Human life is meant for tapasya. Tapodibbang putrakadina suddhi vasatya. This is basic civilization. Tapasya. The state, the divine grace of tapasya, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, give them chance, Vyasta, Vanaprastha, Brahmachari. They are all meant for inducing people to come to this perfection and stage of understanding God. This is called Varnasam. Real purpose of this is Varnasam. Four Varnas and four Ashrams. Why? Na varnasama charavata purushena parapama Vishnu aradhate nanna tattvusu karana. The whole aim is how to worship the Supreme Lord. That is human life. So if we make these divisions, so any class of man, if he comes to this social system of varnasama dharma, then automatically just like if you admit your son in a school, there is first class, second class, third class, or eighth class, in this way, he makes progress. One day that son comes out as a graduate. So, the human society must accept this is school of varnasama dharma. Then gradually he will be educated and he will come to the understanding. Brahma janati brahmana. one day he will understand what is Brahma, and that is Brahma. Vedopathat bhavet vipra Brahma janati iti Brahma. Janmana jayate sudra. By birth everyone is a sudra. He has to be educated. Samaskarat bhavet vija. Vija means twice born. One birth is by the father and mother, and the next birth is by the spiritual master and Vedic knowledge. The Vedic knowledge is the mother and spiritual master is the father. Then one becomes bigger. Therefore, the sacred thread is offered that he is now bigger. He has accepted the spiritual master to learn what is spiritual life. That is the significance. Then he is allowed to read this Vedic literature. The essence of Vedic literature. Nigama kalpataro galitam phalanidam. Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the essence. Nigama means Vedic. Nigama kalpataru. Kalpataru means desires. A tree, desire tree means whatever you like, you can take from. Similarly, Vedic knowledge is so perfect. Any knowledge, perfectly if you want to know, then you must tadvijnana samsa gurumeva vida che sutriyam. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is called sruti. Sutriyam brahmanishta. So, when things are mismanaged and people forget the aim of life, at that time, the Supreme Lord comes. Jalajalai dharmasya glani bhavat. The dharmasya glani means the human society when missing the aim of life. At that time, when things are very much mismanaged, that out of compassion, because God is more anxious to get us back to home, back to God, than we are, because we are in ignorance. We do not know what is the kingdom of God, how to go back there, how to become happy. We have all forgotten. Therefore, Krishna comes at interval. He sends his representative, the devotee, that is going on. So sometimes he comes personally, sometimes he sends his incarnation. The Kapila Dev is the incarnation of the Supreme Person, Krishna. Therefore it is stated here, Kapila Tattva Sankhata Bhagavan. Incarnation of Bhagavan is also Bhagavan. Bhagavan Atma-maya. Atma-maya means, Maya means illusion. Maya means affection. And Maya means image. So when Krishna comes, all Krishna's energy, Krishna's incarnation comes, that is not by force. Just like we are forced to come. Karmana daiva netrina. We have to accept a certain type of body by force, not atma. Suppose I've got this human form of body. I cannot demand that next life I will have like this. No. That is not possible. Next life he will get according to your karma. This life, if you are being agitated, you cannot say that, make me the high court judge. That is not possible. If you are qualified, then it is. Similarly, karmana, you have to qualify yourself. So there are 8,400,000 of different forms of life. So by your karma, next life you can become a devata, a demigod. Even if you like, you can become Indra, Chandra, or you can become cat and dog. That depends karmana, jaymanatri. So, this will depend on my karma. But Krishna or his incarnation, when he comes, it does not depend on his form. Because he is above form. He is fully independent. Therefore it is said, Atma Maya. Atma by his own energy. Not by any external energy forced by. Just like if the governor goes to the prison house, it is not that he has been forced to come to the prison. He is a condemned person. No. He goes there out of his good way to see how things are going on. But when an ordinary person is put into jail, he has been forced. He has been proved a criminal. So if the criminal thinks that here is governor, now you are one. The governor has said, the pocket, pickpocket, criminal. If he thinks like that, well, similarly, abhijananti manamurha manasintanamas. Therefore, rascals and fools, they think Krishna is one of them. The same thing, as the criminal thinks, the governor has, the Mahatma Gandhi went to jail, and if a pickpocket thinks, that now Mahatma Gandhi and myself are this. No. Therefore it is said, Atma. Mahatma Gandhi went to jail just to show the people, now if you want to drive out the Britishers, so disobey their law and they will put us into jail, so that jail will be effective. Jail Saraj Ka Mandir Hai. Mahatma Gandhi. That was the policy. Not that Mahatma Gandhi had to go to jail. He was fit for that person. Similarly, this is an example. Similarly, when Krishna or his incarnation comes in this material world, he maintains his position. That is the same thing. Mahatma Gandhi maintained his position. Now, it is not that because Mahatma Gandhi went to jail, he became unpopular and nobody would respect him. No, his respect was still there. Similarly, when the incarnation of God, Krishna, he comes, he is not ordinary man. He is not ordinary man. He has come out of his good will. Parambhava vajanam. The rascals, they do not understand what is Krishna. And they think that Krishna is like one of us, a human being like that. No, that is not Krishna understanding. Krishna, manushanam sahasrishu kaschid jata kishid vai jata tamati siddhana kaschid vetimam. Krishna understanding is not so easy. It is said by Krishna. Manushanam sahasrishu, out of millions of people, one becomes siddha. Siddha means self-realized. And jata tamati siddhana. And after becoming Siddha, out of many millions of Siddha, one can understand what is Krishna. But it is our great fortune that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared, because he is Krishna himself, and he has given a very easy process to understand Krishna. What is that? This is the easiest process. That you come here and hear about Krishna. That's all. You haven't got to do anything. Simply come here. We are opening all these centers just to invite you. Please come here and hear about Krishna. Sinnatam sakata Krishna punna savana kirtan riddhantasta avadrami vidhunati sihisatam. If you hear about Krishna, you become purified. Hearing about Krishna means associating with Krishna. This secret they do not know. But they can mess. Please come and hear about Krishna. Your life will be perfect. Thank you very much.